The Loud Voice Like a Trumpet by Kara Meredith, read by Ellie Johnson. On the Lord's Day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." Revelation 1:10-11. A couple of weeks ago, I stole into the forest for a couple hours to hike. There weren't very many people on the trail, as nearby parks have intermittently been closed throughout the global pandemic. But as another woman approached me on the trail, I felt my heart race. Shivers like goosebumps scaled up my arms. A niggling voice that wasn't audible as much as it was pressing breathed into my soul and into those deep places that can't always be put into words. It was like she and I were supposed to talk to one another on the trail that day, for ours was a kind of Holy Spirit encounter, perhaps not unlike the one John speaks of in the book of Revelation. Because when we stopped, said hello, and looked at one another in the eyes, 6 feet apart, of course, I knew I was leaning into a physical prompting that came straight from God down to me. Our encounter was most divine. Sometimes, when I dive into the book of Revelation, I can't help but wonder what John the writer heard that prompted him to write a letter to the seven churches in the province of Asia. He writes that he was in the Spirit when he heard behind him a loud voice like a trumpet. Some theologians say that John was in the most holy of trances, while others, including many of the early church fathers such as Ignatius, Justin Martyr, and Clement of Alexandria, they state that the Lord's Day refers not to tribulation per se, but to the first day of the week. Regardless, this was a loud, horn-like sound. While we don't know if musical notes blasted from heavenly skies, if an audible voice actually sounded, or if the physical presence within John's body merely felt like the brassy tones of a trumpet, all we know for sure is that the notes on that day's holy music score were clear. For me, as someone who doesn't tend to meet God in the noise as much as in the quiet of forests and darkened cathedrals, I am encouraged perhaps now more than ever before. That day on the trail, I didn't so much hear the vibrant blast of a trumpet on the trail as much as I felt it rumble and roll around within me. But I can be certain that the blast was the Lord's. And you and me both can know that this blast will continue to make its way known, extending to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea, and ultimately beyond. So tell me, what does the trumpet sound like in your life? Even if the sound in your heart feels rather muted compared to some of your brothers and sisters, it's the sound of the Lord nonetheless. This voice, an invitation to lean into the holy music of God, whether on the forest trails, in coffee shops, or under archaic cathedral ceilings alike. After all, trumpeting Spirit of God beckons and speaks to us all.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.